Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Cardwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fall. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stewart strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Clendenin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota bunts towards the mound. Fall fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fall. Bailey moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive towards second. Beckert catches it and throws to second to double up Bailey. The throw to first to get Mota, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with foul covering, for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fall is 0 for 1 in the game. Fall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with foul covering, for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fall is 0-for-2 in the game. Fall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landrum moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Bill Verdon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5. And Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.